And it's not over yet. For my dear friend Mitro Chistiak, written by Sultan Kato, narrated by Bill Wallach. You're on night duty at an underground station in Kyiv, a poet nurse taking care of many passengers of all ages. Everyone is consumed by darkness all around, families sleeping under blankets carried from blown-up houses, a few dogs and cats cuddled up with their owners. No showers exist here, no extra clothes, nightgowns. Instead, heavy winter coats are on everyone's backs, doubled and tripled socks on children's feet. Here, people exchange news of the dark. Tears flow like rivers on railroad tracks. Food and medicine are scarce, electricity cut off. Here, everyone counts the minutes and the hours passing inside dark mustard seeds. Shadows don't exist here. There are only pains of fear and sounds of war coming from above, echoes of exploding buildings from missile attacks arriving from beyond. Screams in one corner, a pregnant woman is giving birth to a child. A few older women offer helping hands. Above them, the old and beautiful Kyiv is being blown up, cut and torn to pieces. A lad on the platform is pounding on an iron tambourine, his woman wearing a striped dress. He is singing Schleidrick with unbelievable words, like a single being once split into a man and woman, each half supplied with distinctive features. They keep joining together in bizarre combinations. It is important to keep hope singing. She responds in her song far too primly, as though she did not hear the tambourine. All shadows had been left upstairs. Everyone floats on this frozen underground station like life preservers. The absence of civilized life makes one believe it's not hard to become like an Eskimo. The sky collapses and disintegrates when pulled down under the earth. Nights are endless. All have arrived at a time of loneliness, psychological torture, uncertainty, oppression, and injustice. When will it end? The world needs strong voices, stoning death's doors with songs of truth, hard like fists. Where are the voices that would bring the dictators to silence? Two Ukrainian Neptune missiles sank the Russian destroyer Moskva a few days ago. And it's not over yet.